Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Thank you for listening. This segment on WIP presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on the Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. With visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Jeff in Maryland, you're on WIP. What's up, Jeff?
Oh, hey, guys. I've been meaning to call for, I guess it's been a few years now. I wanted to thank Ike, Brother Ike, man. I loved you as a player. You've been a starter before.
Yep.
Well,
and,
no. You know, I mean,
I appreciate that, Jeff. Speed,
but me and my buddy used to keep saying, why the hell don't they put Ike Reese in ringing linebacker?
I said that too, man.
What is the, if you had to think of one play that defines Ike, what would it be?
Oh, well, I don't know that offhand. I'm old, man. I can't remember. I just know he played with a passer.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Thank you for your service.
Right. Thank you, Ike.
You can see it's all for the game in that guy. And that's what they're looking for.
Yep. Love that,
a
Jeff.
Philly guy, Jeff. That's a right. True Philly guy, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Now, if I asked you what's the play that really defined Brian Dawkins' career, what would you say that play was?
Brian? Right, he's just the toughest guy. I mean, I don't,
got him discombobulated.
I don't see how you could, pick a play to define a career of great players.
Right. Hell yeah.
They just have, they play great,
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
But, I wanted to thank you. This is going on
two years. I appreciate it. Thank you. What are you thanking me for?
FanDuel prep there.
Ah.
And so I'm listening. Hey, I listen to you whenever I can.
Yeah.
And, I was like, okay, I'm going to try to FanDuel, $5, $150 bonus bet.
Okay.
And it was the weekend of the Tampa Bay where we stuck. Was that 2 years ago?
Uh-huh.
Yep. Got our ass kicked.
Well, last year, too. It just picked the year. It was twice last year, actually, or 2 years ago.
Yep. Yeah, it's a playoff game, but I said, I'm looking at it, it's getting close to kickoff, so I picked a parlay with three receivers.
Okay.
And it was that Shakir from Buffalo, and I'd never heard of him. But then it was Dallas Goedert and Chris Godwin, who's a local boy from around here.
Yes.
For Tampa. So they all had to score a touchdown. I said, yeah, I bet that. And they say, Shakir, he got one. Buffalo had the game, and he's running around like a Pac-Man video or something in between fires.
You remember that play?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm thinking, what the hell? All right. Then Goddard, he scored down by the, by the goal line. So I'm about two out of three. I'm like, who the hell? And then near the end of the Tampa game, he throws it at the end zone, and there's like five Eagles there, maybe two Tampa guys, and out of nowhere, this guy just steps in. Like the Eagles didn't even want to go for the ball. He steps in and catches a touchdown. Here is Chris Godwin.
Oh, jackpot.
I said, all right, I hit. And I actually made my $5 bet on that. And my buddy said, well, you didn't bet the whole $150 on one bet, did you? I said, yeah.
Ooh. Oh.
No.
That'd be a nice payout.
How it worked. You know, I didn't know how it worked out. Ended up hitting for like $6,500.
Whoa!
Oh, man.
God.
Oh, man.
You waited to thank me after you spent it all, though, didn't you? Yeah. You didn't send a card.
No, but I tell you what, if I pass ever crossed, the drinks are on me. Brother.
Oh, there we go.
All right, Jeff. Wow.
Love it.
I wanted to say, as far as debut,
yeah,
Edward Norton in Primal Fear.
That's a great movie.
It's a great movie, and that was his first acting gig, and he got nominated for an Academy Award, and he won the Golden Globe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good flick.
Richard Gere?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember watching him saying, man, I don't know who this kid is, but damn, he's good, man.
Seems like he got an eye for talent, Jeff.
Yes,
I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah, seriously, come on.
Yeah. All right, Jeff.
Yeah,
what are some other good movies Edward Norton was in?
Yeah, well, he did the one about the KKK, not the KKK, but white supremacy.
Yes, American History X.
American History X.
Seems like your memory's fine, to be quite honest with you.
I can remember 50 years ago like yesterday. Yesterday I have a problem with.
Okay, fair enough. All right, Jeff.
I'll run into you, Jack. Drinks are on me, guys.
Perfect.
All right.
Listen. People helping people. Influencing.
I accidentally bets the whole $150 bonus bet on the parlay, and it hits.
Well, you always win your first bet with gambling.
Yeah.
It's the ones after that you lose every single time.
Yep. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is celebrating their 44th anniversary with an up to 70% sale on diamond jewelry and more now through Saturday in-store only. Is LeSean McCoy a Hall of Famer? Now, the question is asked is because he is eligible. 60% of the people say no. So, LeSean McCoy eligible. The other first-timers, Drew Brees, Philip Rivers, Frank Gore, honorary Eagle Larry Fitzgerald, Jason Witten, Marquise Pouncey. So, on that list, who do you think do you think Shady is a Hall of Famer overall?
I think he is a borderline Hall of Famer.
Okay, he's definitely not a first ballot Hall of Famer, that's for sure.
No, he's a borderline Hall of Famer. Being player of the decade or being on the all-decade team certainly helps you.
Sure.
He had a number, he had some all-pros, Pro Bowls.
And he did win a Super Bowl, right, with New England? Yeah.
No, with Kansas City and
with
Tampa.
With Kansas City, that's
technically
right.
A two-time Super Bowl.
Yeah, he's a two-time Super Bowl winner, Kansas City and Tampa Bay.
I thought New England because of Brady. He won okay.
Yep. He's, I was trying to see where he sits currently on the all-time rushing list.
It's top 20, right?
Nah, I can't see it in the top 20. Really? Oh, yeah, he's 23.
Okay, all right.
With 11,000 yards.
Okay.
11,102 yards. I'm looking at some guys who's behind him that are in the Hall of Fame, and I don't see any.
Okay.
So
who's right?
Oh no, I'm
him?
Sorry. Earl Campbell.
Okay.
Is in there now? Obviously, Earl, a little bit different. Who else you got here?
Who's right ahead of him?
Right ahead of him is Thurman Thomas.
He's the Hall of Famer.
Franco Harris,
Hall of Famer.
Marcus Allen,
Hall of Famer.
Edgerrin James,
Hall of Famer. Well, I don't. Is Edgerrin James?
Yes,
in the Hall of Famer? Okay.
Just got in.
Yep.
O.J. Simpson,
Hall of Famer.
Corey Dillon.
Get rid of that guy.
Corey Dillon's not in.
Okay.
John Riggins. John Riggins is in the Hall of Fame, I think.
I would think so.
Yeah, I think he's in the Hall of Fame. Yeah, I think John Riggins is in. Steven Jackson, remember him? Underrated running back for the Rams.
Love Steven Jackson.
Oh, yeah. He's 90s,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. No,
early 2000s.
Yeah, he came after Marshall.
Oregon State Beaver, number 39.
Yep.
Who am I thinking?
Very underrated back. Big back, man, and ran fast. Steven Jackson. Got put up some pretty good numbers, too. Who else you got in front of Shady that isn't in? My guy Fred Taylor deserves to be in, I think.
And he's not in.
He's not in.
Okay.
Derrick Henry, he's still playing.
Right, he's still
So you
playing.
Know he's going in. Thurman, Thomas, Franco, I get you all those guys.
Yeah.
Dorsett, Jim Brown, Marshall Faulk.
All Hall of Famers.
Everybody else is in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, Shady seems like a maybe.
He's on the cusp.
So Philip Rivers will get in. And his numbers are pretty undeniable. From a, I know everybody will say he didn't win big games, whatever.
Yeah, but again, he's the quarterback. Yeah. They put him in.
Drew Brees feels like a first ballot guy to me. Do you? He won an MVP? He never won MVP. Oh, really? Okay.
That's the crazy thing. Never won an MVP. All those passing yards, he did have the Super Bowl. Was he the MVP of the Super Bowl?
I don't remember.
I can't remember.
Could have been Tracy Porter.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I can't even remember if he was the MVP. He's getting in the Hall of Fame, though.
Yes.
I don't know if it's the first ballot.
Frank Gore feels like lower than Shady to me.
But he has more yards, I believe. Yeah, Frank Gore is like I think Frank Gore is top five all time.
Dude, Drew Brees has four second place MVP finishes.
Wow.
Yeah, all second places, yeah. Okay. I'm sorry, Frank Gore is number three.
Oh, so he's in.
Yes, he's in.
Yeah, okay.
He has 5,000 more yards than Shady.
Okay, Larry Fitzgerald, I don't know if he's first ballot, but he's in.
He's first ballot.
Yep.
Jason Witten?
Get in, not first ballot.
I think he gets in, not first ballot.
Okay.
You know what else we got to look at, which is hard for us to do right now, but the guys who have been waiting to get in.
Right, right.
Who are still on.
Well, and the quarterback one, we're talking about Brees, the quarterback who was eligible for the first time last year who didn't get in was Eli Manning.
Eli Manning.
Right, and Eli will get in at some point.
Yes,
maybe Eli gets in this time.
So here's the guys that I'm looking for from a running back. I don't know if Fred Taylor's going to get in. I think he should get in.
Sure.
He's almost like Shady where he's on the cusp. But Torrey Holt should be a Hall of Famer.
Feels like a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, Torrey Holt.
Well, because Isaac Bruce is in, right?
Yes.
So then why would Torrey Holt not be in?
I agree.
I always thought Torrey Holt was better.
Yes, I agree. As a matter of fact, he's the only one that, well, London Fletcher could make, you make an argument for him. I'm thinking about that greatest show on turf. Marshall's in, Kurt Warner's in, Isaac Holt's in, Isaac Bruce is in.
Orlando Pace.
And Orlando Pace is in.
Great team.
All off that offense, Torrey Holt is the one who's not in yet. He should be in.
215-592-9490.
Shady may get in. It won't be anytime soon.
No. Yeah. 215-592-9494. Speaking of get in, Adam Kasabi helps you get into your shore house.
They're going to a different read.
No.
Yes, so did I.
That's 5 o'clock. KSEBE. Where is Adam Kasabi? He's in Delaware out of Long and Foster. Why does that matter? He's going to help you get into your shore house. Now, I've talked to you about Delaware versus Jersey property taxes if you're looking to buy a shore house. So I email Kasabi. I say, why don't you give me some numbers so I can convey the difference in property taxes? These are just a couple of examples. He's looking at an option in Lewis right now. House is $600,000. Annual property tax is $1,100. Compare that to Egg Harbor. Same size house, $11,000 per year. $11,000 versus $1,100, so 10 times the property taxes. AC, just under $12,000 a year. When I talk to you about the Delaware beaches, if you're looking to get a shore house, and Kasabi, K-S-E-B-E, he can help you get into one. That is one of the huge benefits. Because what you're going to do, probably, is you get your shore house in Delaware, you rent it out to other people, they help pay your mortgage. Well, if your property taxes are much lower, that's a much lower monthly payment. Those people are paying for your house, basically. That way, you have a place to go to for your family, for your friends, for you to relax. Kasabi's just great at it. He's going to lead you in the right direction. By the way, if Jersey's what you want, he can't sell you the house, but he's got a huge network of realtors. He can help you out, find the right realtor for you. In this market, with as competitive as it is, you need a competitive realtor, and Kasabi will do it. I trust the guy. I was going to say with my life again, I don't know, just under that. KSEBE, when you think it's time for you to reach out and get one of those shore houses, 302-864-8643. That's his direct cell. You can text him if you don't want to call him. That's 302-864-8643 or go to processrealtor.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, No big contrast. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man, sorry I'm late. You know, I had to take care of some business today. You know, I had to get some reports in by 5 o'clock.
Yeah, we weren't talking the Eagles at 2, so you said I'll check in a little later.
Time out, because I was going to call the talk. That's why I come on to talk about. Listen. hey, my boy Elliot might still be right. You know, you might have won the battle, but you didn't win the war. You know what I'm saying? Alonzo Ball had a triple-double the whole first game.
Yeah, but he got hurt. But the problem with Alonzo Ball would have been a multi-time All-Star if he didn't get hurt.
I don't know about that. He ain't LaMelo.
He's a real – but I'd rather have Alonzo Ball than LaMelo. LaMelo's a loser. Ball plays winning basketball.
Defensive ball. Yeah, he a better defender. Yeah, I give you that. But I think LaMelo better offensively.
Maybe he's on the N1 mixtape tour, but not in the NBA.
I do hate LaMelo Ball's offensive game. I hate his game.
It's like it's great for highlights.
Yes.
You watch a whole game, makes you want to vomit.
Hey.
I'm serious. It's impossible to watch. Anyway.
Did you play with Steven Jackson?
I didn't play with him, no.
Because I know he went to Atlanta for a couple years towards the end of his career. I didn't know if he was one.
Yeah.
I was already
put out the pasture by then.
Okay.
Yeah, I was already.
Right.
Atlanta,
yeah.
where great Ram running backs go to him and Gurley.
Todd Gurley, yep.
Hey, Shady should be in the Hall of Fame. Let me talk about these quarterbacks in the Hall of Fame real quick. And everybody's going to say I'm a hater because of recent transactions, you know. Drew Brees, that's questionable right there.
Shut up. Let me talk.
Let me talk. First of all-time great quarterbacks don't go 7-9 3 years in a row. Show me the great Brady, Rodgers, Roethlisberger, anybody that wins 7-9 3 years in a row. Name them. Okay, then. So that's what that right there. All-time great quarterbacks, unless they hurt, they don't miss the playoffs.
Corey.
Brady.
He's second all-time in yards.
He's
Corey.
Second all-time, and he's through for
80,000
yards.
He's a Hall of Famer. He got a Super Bowl champion. I'm not saying he does. I'm just saying, like, when people talk about Drew Brees, they put him in a class. Like he ain't in the Rodgers, Brady, Manning class.
Okay, he's still a – who else is in that class?
To me, he's in the class with Manning.
I think he's more in the Roethlisberger class.
No. He's in Manning's class. Let me tell you why. Manning had way more talent around him than Drew Brees did.
Okay, so hold on now. Let me land my plane. Shout out OG. So wait. So if you play with more talent, right – I'm just going to get my math right. So.
Dude, he's second all-time in touchdown passes,
oh, yeah.
too. What are you talking about?
Hey, I just want to know. So,
and he has three runner-up MVPs, not just one like you celebrate.
So when you get touchdowns, it don't matter how you get them, right? Is that what we say?
Yes, it does.
Yes,
it does. Dude, Jalen gets touchdowns that Elliot could get.
Who said anything about Jalen?
You. We can tell.
I ain't say no names. Y'all put names in my mouth. I ain't say no. I just want to make sure, you know, my math is right when I carry my one. I just want to make sure later on, you know, when I got to land my plane. That's all.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's all. I just want to make sure. Shady need to be in the Hall of Fame. You know what I'm saying? Get my boy in there.
He might get in, but he's not a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Right. Top two Eagle running back all time.
Wait a minute. So Shady's got to get in, and he's 23rd all time in yards. But Drew Brees is a maybe, and he's number two.
No, I didn't say no. Drew Brees is a Hall of Famer. What I'm saying is people praise Drew Brees just because he put up on him stats and all. So is Matthew Stafford?
He's probably a no doubt Hall of Famer.
Listen, when you look at Matthew Stafford, before he was with the Rams, now he won the Super Bowl, people used to be like, I don't know, I got to think about it. But they ain't never say that about Drew Brees. Why not? And Drew Brees had a Hall of Fame head coach.
Yes.
So you got a Hall of Fame head coach, a Hall of Fame quarterback, and you missing the playoffs in your prime?
No, stop. Stop.
I don't know.
This is sad.
Dude, I'm going to tell you, I'm looking at the all-time passing list, right?
I want y'all to look at them all-time stats. With
well, I didn't realize Big Ben is number six all-time.
Exactly. Oh, yards?
Yeah,
oh.
Yards. I didn't realize he, I didn't realize he threw
that second half
yards.
Of Big Ben's career.
The Antonio Brown half.
He was just throwing it around all over the place.
The killer bees.
Well.
He had two Super Bowls.
Literally. He was
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Two Super Bowls with with Big Ben.
Yeah.
And the Ohio legend Le'Veon Bell. He ain't win no team. But, hey, man, my boy had a team. All I'm saying is a Big Ben Ohio legend. Put some respect on my boy's name. He's better than Drew Brees.
No, he's not. No.
Hey, that's all I'm saying. But, you know,
I was more of a – okay, bro. I was more of a Big Ben fan than a Brees fan, I guess. I like Big Ben coming out of college.
Yeah, well, and he's a football player.
Yeah.
AFC
like
North.
Big Ben, yeah.
Not
Big
some
Ben.
Gimmicky Astrodome type of offense. Come
plays
on, man.
Plays outside.
Yeah.
He's rough and rugged.
And it's, that's what Carson's so supposed
to be. How about Corey setting up Jalen's Super Bowl or Hall of Fame case against Drew Brees 20 years ahead? That is really the long game. Shout out OG Wade. Rios in North Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Rios?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What's up, brother?
What up, Rios?
What's up, gentlemen? First of all, real quick, man, when y'all was talking to Elliot, Spike, did you bang on Elliot?
Yes, I hung up on him. He was making me too mad. It was about me, not him.
Man, I tell you, y'all get funnier and freakier on this show every day.
Funnier
time,
and freakier.
Boy.
Couldn't do it.
Yeah, man.
I couldn't do it. Sometimes I have to, Rios, I used to be fat, right? The way that I stay not being fat is I don't keep the food in the house or I'll eat it. So the only way I can not fight with Elliot on that topic is to not have him be on the phone. So I had to get rid of him.
Yeah, that was funny as hell, just to let y'all know that. Almost as funny as Jack the other day talking about he couldn't see Pam or something like that, man. Jack's just funny as hell. But anyway, no, I wanted to give my appreciation to y'all because I couldn't foresee anything unless Allen Iverson, even at this age, jerseyed up into a Sixers uniform to watch them again. I mean, it was amazing just watching yesterday. And I don't know if it was only me, but I'm going to just put this point before I get into the actual game. But I really, after yesterday, every time, like, Kelly Oubre scored the first three, I couldn't even look at this dude the same no more. Like, I don't know. You was in my head the whole time, Spike. I'm cursing you out the whole time. Like, yo, what am I?
Yeah, because you can admit he's a good-looking guy.
No, I agree, Rios. Rios, I agree. And I almost tweeted that. I almost tweeted, I'll never be able to look at Kelly Oubre the same because of Spike.
Because you know where he stands.
No, because of what you put in our head.
He's the best looking man I've ever seen in real life.
Look, Spike trying to get away with it. No, it's just because you in my head. And yes. I'm like looking at, I'm just hearing you sit right next to me like, yeah, can you see it? Like, can I see what? Man, no, I cannot see that. And besides, looking at him, looking at Embiid, I want to know if I was the only one that felt like, cringing almost like if it was a chalkboard that Freddy Krueger put his nails through the chalkboard, because every time it looked like he was just like a feather or fragile, like something bad was going to happen. So I was just cringing on him. But at the end of the day, man, like this young bull, like in one game, he got battle tested from any type of area that you want to see him score. If it was mid range, three pointers, taking it to the basket, and ones, foul shots, everything. And even at the end of the game, he was put in a position where it's like, man, if we lose this game, it's going to be because of me. So he went through a lot the first freaking game. And look, we didn't even have TikTok nails. Yeah, I mean, we didn't have no Boy George and no Goofy. Yeah, I mean, and my thing is like this: if this didn't hype, Paul George or Embiid up, then I don't know what will. But at the end of the day, the way I feel about Nick Nurse, like, is he's had these guys. If it has to run through them, let it run through them. If Embiid or Boy George could at least give us something, then we're gonna be a force to reckon with. I feel like getting a Sixers jersey. I feel like going to a game now. I mean, and I just wanted to, I mean, give y'all my best on that because, yeah, I mean, y'all pushed me to it. I said, all right, I'm going to listen to my guys. Yeah, I mean, boom, boom, boom. And, yo, it was – I watched the whole game amazing, excited with it, just as if it was, you know, not as, but almost like an Eagles game. I was just very excited. I'm ready to come to the game. That young guy – he has the fight in him to almost look at somebody, no matter who they are in the league. LeBron, sucker self, looking at all of them like, I'm a dunk on your neck. I don't care who you are, buddy. Mm. You know what I mean? But I just want to let y'all know that, hey, Spike, no more Kelly Oubre stuff. Y'all take care, gentlemen.
All right, bro.
The worst part for you guys is you're watching and you were thinking, maybe he has a point.
Nope.
Those piercing eyes.
I made sure I didn't make eye contact.
Well, look, look, I hope you don't have
to meet. I couldn't get past the red hair.
I hope you don't have to meet him in real life because it is stunning. Jack, what is coming up in the top five at five?
I can't even engage in this, man.
Yeah, well, the red hair does have to go. The red hair is not his best look.
You know, whatever.
Listen. Yeah. Once a week, we got to monitor situations here at WIP.
Oh, you're monitoring situations
again?
Oh,
we're monitoring more situations.
Oh, are they good ones?
Well, there's one brewing again.
Okay. Again.
Between two shows.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, it usually is.
Yeah.
All right. That is
Trouble
coming up
in
next.
Paradise.
Really?
Nah.
Okay. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.